Les interviews du doc, c'est maintenant sur Inetime.
Voilà les amis, donc une très très bonne nouvelle en cette fin d'après-midi, puisque nous allons parler de Constantia Brave New World. L'album est sorti le 18 juin et j'ai avec moi en direct depuis la Suède, je suis avec Janne Stark. Alors le guitariste, le très très grand guitariste, alors pour moi, voilà, il n'est pas que guitariste, hein, parce qu'il a joué dans plusieurs groupes, il est aussi l'auteur d'un bouquin qui s'appelle The Evest Encyclopedia of Swedish Hard Rock and Heavy Metal. Alors autant vous dire que mon banquier, il l'aime pas du tout, mais en tout cas on va en parler de tout ça avec Janne, on va parler de Constantia dans un instant. Hi Janne, thank you so much to join France. Thank you so much to join Vinyl Time Classic Rock Radio. It's a great pleasure to speak with one of the most important guitarist player and of course writer of some books who is very expensive.
Thank you. I'm sorry if I make it expensive for you.
Janne, your new album, Brave New World with Constantia, it's coming back on the 28th of June. It's like 1 month now. What a big surprise to see you again with this band, because I remember that you have three now release. The first one is Lost and Gone on 2009, Final Curtain on 2015, and now you come back on 2021 with Brave New World. What a surprise.
Yeah, I know. We take kind of a long time between the albums. We're like Def Leppard, but it's like we are all quite busy with different bands and projects. And then suddenly Michael just tells me, "Okay, now we got to do something." And then he sends me some song ideas, and then we start working. So when we finally start working, we're quite effective.
Voilà, bah comme je le disais un instant, donc Constantia, l'album Brave New World, il est sorti le 18 juin, ça fait un peu plus d'un mois. Donc il y a trois albums maintenant, donc le Lost and Gone en 2009, le Final Curtain en 2015 et ce Brave New World en 2021. Alors comme le dit Janne, hein, ils sont comme Def Leppard, ils prennent beaucoup de temps, mais c'est aussi parce que pour le coup il y a beaucoup d'artistes qui sont très occupés dans ce projet, on va en parler dans un instant, et notamment Michael Rosengren, qu'on connaît bien, hein, puisqu'il est le clavier de Earthwing, Token and Scudiero. Voilà, ce sont des groupes qui viennent de sortir des disques. On va parler aussi du nouveau chanteur, hein, Pete Godfrey, qui est le chanteur de Blue Red Sense, qui vient de sortir son album pas plus tard qu'aujourd'hui. Donc je pense que c'était assez compliqué pour le groupe, mais on va poser tout de suite la question à Janne. I think with the most of the lineup, it's a little bit difficult for the planning. You speak about Michael. Of course, you have a new lead singer. We're working with Linus, with the bassist who play on Andromeda. So it's a lot of people with a lot of different project, and I think it's a little bit difficult to create Brave New World. But you have the COVID period, with maybe more easy to have everybody at the same page.
I usually say that we are actually the perfect COVID band, because we never meet. Actually, when we recorded the first album, we didn't meet at all. The first time the band got together was when we recorded the videos for the second album. Because we were on the first album, I mean, the bass player lived in Germany, and we were kind of spread out in Sweden. And then we were planning to play live, but David, the singer, he was always very, very busy with this. He has a studio and stuff, so we never got to play live before. And we still haven't met with the new lineup altogether, but hopefully this time, when COVID is over, we will be able to meet up.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Janne, donc le premier album ils s'étaient pas rencontrés, le deuxième album ils ont eu des difficultés, notamment avec l'ancien chanteur, hein, puisque il était dans son studio et il était très très occupé, donc c'était très compliqué pour lui d'avoir du temps. Et puis avec ce Brave New World, il dit, comme le dit Janne, hein, c'est plutôt un groupe qui a bénéficié du Covid pour pouvoir être effectivement tous ensemble, et il espère après la période de Covid pouvoir rencontrer tout le monde, hein, puisque comme vous le savez, la plupart du temps maintenant, on arrive à échanger des fichiers pour faire de la musique. Yanneu, you have a good surprise because you have a new lead singer, Pete Godfrey, who is John Yu, who is the singer with most listen Blue Red Sense, who is just coming today, in fact. So it's a little bit different with Pete, this new release, as you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing was that we, with the previous albums, it's me and Michael who has been writing the songs, and we have actually been writing the lyrics and the vocal melodies as well. And then we just kind of went, when we were finished, we got David in to sing on the album. So he was singing was what we had written, but for this new album, all the songs were written ready. And David found out he didn't have the time or the energy to do this. So then I had been working with Pete on some other songs. So we asked him and asked him if we should send him our lyrics and our vocal melodies. And he said, "Nope, I don't want that. I want to try to create something from scratch for my own." So he's actually written all new lyrics, all new vocal melodies, and he surprised us every time. So it's been a pleasure for us as well to hear the songs like new songs almost.
Voilà, comme le dit Yanneu, donc le nouveau chanteur Pete Godfrey qui est arrivé, ben il a changé beaucoup de choses. Puisque comme le dit Yanneu, au début, tout était fabriqué par Yanneu et Michael. Et puis, quand ils ont redonné les premières bandes, ben, Pete a dit « Ouais, ça serait bien qu'on change, j'ai quelques idées. » Et Yanneu et Michael, ils ont trouvé ça super parce que ça a donné un autre esprit. Et vous verrez qu'il y a vraiment quelque chose de différent dans ce Brave New World. On écoutera peut-être un morceau de Final Curtain pour vous donner la différence, mais en tout cas c'est très différent. En plus, ce chanteur est excellent, hein, et donc il joue dans In Fates et Blue Red Sense. Mettez une oreille sur Blue Red Sense, je pense que vous aurez beaucoup de surprises. Yanneu, of course we have to speak with your I don't know if it's a legacy but you have one of the guitar player of the bands of the Swedish band called Overdrive. A few weeks ago, you share a beautiful vinyl with a live that I bought again. So you are very expensive. and maybe a few words about this legacy about Overdrive, because you play a lot of songs. You play sometimes in Sweden. Maybe I remember you play in Sweden Rock Festival a long time ago. And the band is still alive, in fact. It's still alive on the Swedish atmosphere and for a lot of fans all over the world, because it's a pure 80s Swedish band.
Yeah, I mean, we were formed in 1980, and we were actually supposed to have our 40th anniversary in 2020 on Sweden Rock Festival. Then COVID came, and it was supposed to be this year, and it was no festival this year, so we're actually playing next year. And it will be the 40th anniversary plus two. And we are reissuing, because it's 10 years ago since we released the last studio album, Angel Maker, so that will be released on vinyl in August, and also a bonus single with the one unreleased track as well. So we are still alive and kicking. We are three original members still in the band, and we will play more live next year.
Bah voilà, donc un petit aparté dans Constantia, on a parlé d'Overdrive, hein, bien sûr. Yanneu est le guitariste original d'Overdrive, ils sont encore à trois. Et puis il a quelques semaines vendu un magnifique vinyle d'Overdrive signé, il est là quelque part, je vous le sortirai. Voilà, donc comme il le dit, ça devait être les 40 ans du groupe, donc ça sera en 2022 les 40 ans plus 2 du groupe. Et on aura plaisir, puisque moi je serai au Sweden l'année prochaine et je serai bien sûr dans les premiers rangs pour aller écouter Overdrive. I just said, Yanneu, that of course on 2022, I see you on a Sweden Rock Festival, because I'm a huge fan of Sweden Rock Festival since many years, maybe 15 years I came, and each time on June this is my vacation, I see a lot of bands, so for sure on 2022, I am at the barrier to say, hey, I'm here. Maybe we come back to Costanza, Janne. It's a good surprise to listen these 11 songs, and one song for me, it's one my favorite, of course. It's Stand Your Ground. What a beautiful song. I think it's one of the most with more significance regarding this new release.
Oh, yeah. It's, like I said, some of the songs, we had a certain idea when we wrote the songs, and then when Pete came in and totally did something different than we expected. So some of the songs actually kind of changed, not in the basic structure, but the overall feeling of the song became different when Pete did the vocals, because he had a different atmosphere in the vocal melodies and stuff. So some of the songs we thought were a bit more straight ahead, and then he came in with the arrangement, vocal arrangements, and it became something different. And those were one of the songs that was. I'm so happy Pete is in the band, because he changed that song to something so much better than we had originally. Since neither me or Michael is actually a singer, you don't want to hear me sing.
Let's go.
I record some like guide vocals for like when I did the album with Chris Katina, and he's always laughing at me instead of like I could record with the guitar the melodies, but then I don't get because I need to like express how I'm thinking with the lyrics compared to the melodies, so they have to kind of try to survive my horrible vocals.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Yanne, il est très 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 content de l'arrivée de Pete, hein, parce que ça a donné une nouvelle couleur, une nouvelle approche à tous ses titres. Alors moi, je vous ferai écouter Stand Your Ground, parce que je trouve que c'est le meilleur morceau de l'album. Comme il le dit, ils ont découvert une autre approche, et puis Yanne, il essaye de chanter voilà, sur les titres, pour donner un peu une orientation avant l'écriture, et puis comme il le dit, bah, il se fait charrier un petit peu par les gens qui écoutent sa voix, parce que pour le coup, c'est pas ça, mais c'est pas grave, en fait, l'arrivée de Pete, les arrangements de Michael et Yanne ont tiré le groupe vers le haut, hein, c'est ce qu'il dit, et puis bah voilà, il y a 11 titres fantastiques. Donc l'album il s'appelle Brave New World, il est sorti le 18 juin, ça fait un gros mois, et il n'y a que des bons retours. Yanne, since this release, I see a lot of good feedback for a lot of radio, newspaper, listener. So I think you must be very happy with this feedback, because you change a lot of things with this new lead singer, Pete Godfrey. And of course, at the beginning, it's a little bit strange for you and the rest of the band to say, oh, I'm waiting the results. And 1 month after, I think the results, it's like 10 points.
Oh, thank you. We're really happy with the reviews. I mean, we were of course a bit at first we were a bit nervous to change singer, because that's a pretty big part of the sound. But then at the same time, I knew that Pete Godfrey was such a great singer, and that after we kind of did the first tryout song, "Blame It on Love," actually. When he sent us that one, we just, me and Michael, we made a digital high five and said, yeah, this is it.
Or give me five. Ah ben voilà, comme le dit Yanne, c'est voilà, moi j'ai vu énormément de bons retours, l'album est vraiment très très bien, si vous ne l'avez pas écouté, écoutez-le, hein, ce Constantia, Brave New World, il y a beaucoup de bonnes chroniques, il y a beaucoup de bonnes choses, vraiment, on est dans le plein classique rock, si vous aimez Grand Design, Blue Red Saints, Eclipse, bien sûr Overdrive, et Locomotive Brave, voilà, un super groupe suédois, vous allez vous y retrouver, et vous allez voir la puissance de cet album, c'est vraiment un des très très bons albums de ces débuts d'année, et pourtant il y en a eu beaucoup beaucoup. Yanne, just a few words, of course, regarding the book of the Swedish band. You are, since many years now, the principal writer for this book with fantastic for a lot of people who love Swedish bands. So one question, where came the idea to release the book and how to find the time and the energy to come back with a volume 2, volume 3, volume 4, maybe volume 5, I don't know.
I did the first book in 1996. And the reason was because there was an English book called The Encyclopedia of Hard Rock and Heavy Metal.
Yep.
And there were, in that book, it was 5 Swedish bands. And I was like, there are way more Swedish bands than that. So, and I have always been very meticulous with my record collection. So I have all my records in an Excel sheet, so I can see what records I have. And I have almost a bit over 22,000 CDs and vinyls now. So I need to remember what I have.
I have the same issue.
A friend of mine asked me to send him a list of what Swedish albums I had. So I removed all the others and just kept the Swedish ones. And then I figured, maybe I should write an encyclopedia because I have contacts with a lot of bands. I do a lot of interviews and stuff. So that's how I started working on the first book.
Voilà, vous avez compris, hein, Yanneu, donc il a écrit ce magnifique livre qui s'appelle The Evest Encyclopedia of Swedish Hard Rock and Heavy Metal. Alors c'est venu comment l'idée? Voilà, moi je l'ai aussi ce livre qui était un truc qui était sorti sur le hard rock avec beaucoup de groupes anglais, beaucoup de groupes américains, 5 groupes suédois. And I think Yanneu, zero French brands on this document, on this first release of heavy metal and etc. For sure we have.
There was actually a couple of French bands. I think Gamma Fool, Shaking Street,
Ash Bomb, Blaspheme, maybe. Yeah.
But, Warning, I think, wasn't there as
Warning,
well.
Trust.
Thrust, yeah.
Okay, 10.
now I'm working on a new book now, but it will not be an encyclopedia. This time I'm writing the history of Swedish hard rock.
Wow.
Which is more like how it all started in the end of the 60s and when the first Swedish hard rock band November recorded the album in 1970, and then came bands like Neon Rose and so I've interviewed a lot of those kind of profile bands and asked them how it was, where they got the inspiration, when they started, how they were doing live shows. And we have a lot of special things in Sweden, which is that bands can actually rehearse for free. They even can get money for equipment. And we have what we call, it's called study circle, which means that you can actually get money to rehearse with the band. So I'm trying to explain how the Swedish bands became so many, and what kind of drives the Swedish metal scene, and also how it started, and all through the like 70s, 80s, 90s, and up until today. So that's my new book, and hopefully it will be ready next year.
Voilà, comme vous avez compris, Yanneu, donc il est, en plus d'écrire des super morceaux de hard rock, hein, avec Overdrive, avec Constantia, il écrit des livres. Donc comme il le dit, il avait découvert donc qu'il n'y avait que 5 groupes suédois, donc il avait toute une liste avec Excel. Il est un peu comme moi, hein, 22 000 CD et vinyle. Donc il est un peu comme moi, il y en a un peu partout. Il faut se souvenir à chaque fois de ce qu'on a. Il s'est dit, je vais écrire un livre, et puis là, il en prépare un autre qui ne sera pas une encyclopédie, mais qui va parler des groupes suédois avec comment gagner de la monnaie et comment faire des choses. Voilà, c'est Yanneu, il s'arrête jamais. Maybe Yanneu, you don't stop each time you speak about music, Swedish bands, you play. Maybe sometimes you work a little bit and you come back.
Yeah, I have a philosophy that if you only have one project, then you don't have any time for anything else. If you have two projects, then you have a little time between the projects to add a new project. And then you have two places to put even more projects. So the more projects you have, the more you get done. So kind of that's what I'm doing. So I'm playing in Constantia, Falling Hazard, Overdrive, Meriwether Stark. I'm doing artwork for Cult Metal Classics, the record label, and I'm working on the new book, and I'm doing layout for my wife's book about pretty maids. And I'm writing songs for two new albums, actually, and there will be a new Bandolier Kings album.
Okay.
Some guest solos for other bands, and I'm working full-time as well.
Voilà. Bah, comme le dit Yann sur le ton de la boutade, je lui demandais quand est-ce qu'il arrêtait, quand est-ce qu'il travaillait. Bah, en fait, il s'arrête jamais. Donc, il a déjà plein d'autres morceaux qui sont en route. Il est en train de préparer un cover pour un album. Il est en train de préparer des titres. Il écrit. Voilà, il fait beaucoup de choses. Et puis, je pense que c'est un grand, grand plaisir d'avoir Yann avec nous parce qu'on est entre passionnés. Et Yann est un très grand passionné de musique. Et on le sent et on prend énormément de plaisir. Yann, just come back to Constanzia. What is the next planning and next step for Constanzia now? The CD is released, and of course, normally when we have some CD and some music, we turn a lot of time, but it's a little bit difficult in 2021 with this COVID period and something like that. And of course, you have some people who is located in UK and not in Sweden, so it's a little bit difficult for you. So what is now the plan for Constanzia in during this ending of 2021?
Like you said, it's not that much we can do because it's kind of hard to travel, but as soon as it's okay for us, when we all got our, I've got my vaccinations, both my vaccinations now, so, but as soon as everybody's okay, fine, and they open up a bit more, I hope we can get together and meet up and see if we can actually play together.
First.
And see if we don't kill each other and...
Voilà, comme le dit Yann, donc normalement, si tout se passe bien, ils ont les vaccins, donc ils pourraient tous jouer ensemble. Enfin, si comme le dit Yann, ils ne se tuent pas tous ensemble, hein, parce que comme ils ne se sont jamais vus, peut-être qu'ils vont en venir aux mains, on ne sait pas, peut-être qu'il n'y aura plus de Constanzia, mais en tout cas, voilà, la première partie, c'est de se voir ensemble et de jouer ensemble. Do you plan, I think, I cross my finger, you working for a lot of on new songs, maybe do you plan a new Constanzia on 2022?
Yeah, actually we've actually already started writing songs because it's for some reason Pete kind of, we got so excited all of us with the new album and the way that it worked, so this time it won't take 6 years to the next album, so we actually already started writing some song ideas and stuff, and also the Japanese version of the album contains one bonus track as well, and we're really excited about starting to work on new material, hopefully getting together and even play live as well.
Bah voilà, comme le dit Yann, donc il y aura certainement un Constanzia l'année prochaine. Ils sont très contents de préparer et d'écrire des nouveaux titres. Il y a aussi un titre bonus, les amis, sur la version japonaise de ce Brave New World, donc qui est à écouter. Et puis, eh bah, ils espèrent tourner l'année prochaine, en espérant qu'on puisse les voir. Yann, maybe a tour with Constanzia and Blood Red Sands must be a good idea, no?
I don't think that's a good idea. I think Pete would...
I cut. Voilà, la question c'était est-ce que une tournée Brave New World et Constanzia est une bonne idée. Il dit non, Pete il pourra pas. Donc voilà. Yann, I would like to say thank you for your times on this Friday evening. That's a great pleasure to speak with you about Constanzia, speak with you about music in general, because like me, you like music, you like CD, vinyls and something like that. So maybe we can speak 1 hour, 2 hours about what I have on my collection, what you don't have, and maybe we can share.
Yeah. We can do a whole show about that.
Yann, just before we ending, do you have a message for the French listener?
Yeah, I'm really happy to say hi to all of you who have tuned in, and I hope that we will be able to to come to France and play as well, and I really hope you like the album, and let's make all this COVID shit go away so we can go out and play and meet people.
Voilà, bah comme le dit Pete, il espère pouvoir venir jouer en France, voir du monde, et puis dès que le de Covid est plus là, et ben de pouvoir échanger et ainsi de suite. En tout cas, on va remercier Pete. Yanne, thank you so much. Maybe you can introduce very soon Brave New World with the next songs that I put for the French listener. It's your.
Yeah. Welcome to this fantastic show and this fantastic band, Constantia. And now we're going to hear the title track from the new album, Brave New World.
Yeah, let's go!
Les interviews du Doc, c'est maintenant sur Inil Time.
Like you!